I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Time now for our regular segment on business and finance with our friends at Marketplace. Today, the subject is ongoing labor talks at Verizon, the phone company. There may be a strike there. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, where do things stand?
The phrase both sides seems to be using is significant progress, but there is still no deal. Unions threatened to walk off the job at midnight Saturday, but they haven't yet, so employees are actually working right now without a contract. Everybody's going to reconvene with federal mediator today. And the unions involved here, by the way, are the Communications Workers of America and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, representing almost 80,000 workers.
So one of the major issues here is layoffs. What do the unions want in terms of job security?
Well, as you know, the entire telecom industry is still in a slump, and regular landline phone service is actually being eclipsed by its wireless and high-speed internet services. So Verizon wants to be able to lay off employees or move them around within the company more than it was able to under the last contract. The unions argue the company already cut 18,000 jobs from payrolls last year, and they point out that Verizon made about $4 billion in profits last year.
So where are they? Where are the two sides sticking?
Well, like lots of other companies these days, Verizon wants its employees and retirees to pick up a bigger chunk of their health care costs. Right now, they pay about 5%. The unions also want to be able to try to organize the workforce at the company's wireless unit. They are not unionized right now, and that's a potential 20,000 member gold mine for the unions. And part of this is that it's just harder this time around because in the last round of negotiations, the unions got a lot of what they asked for, including limits on mandatory overtime and a 12% pay raise.
Didn't they have a big strike a couple of years ago?
Yeah, in 2000, there was a strike that went on for 18 days, and by the time it was over, the company had like 250,000 service orders backed up in its system, lots of angry customers, and it is that contract that just expired.
So if there's a strike, are people going to lose phone service?
Highly unlikely, Alex. The phones and phone lines aren't just going to stop working. What would happen is that Verizon would call in thousands of retired managers to help current managers do the things union workers usually do, like answering customer service calls and repairing the lines. They've been training to do those things. The only people who might suffer are the folks who are waiting to get phone service installed. They might have to wait until there's a deal. And we will, of course, be watching this developing story in the Marketplace newsroom today, as well as learning the value of a summer job.
Thanks very much, Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.